USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iranian-backed militias have now withdrawn from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after 2 days of violent demonstrations. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo still postponing a trip to Ukraine because of the troubles at the embassy. He was set to visit on Friday. It would have made him the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Ukraine since a July phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president, which led to a whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The Federal Aviation Administration is now involved in the investigation of mysterious drone sightings in northeastern Colorado and part of Nebraska. This man, Wyatt Harmon, says he captured some video of one of those drone formations.
We got close to one, and it descended. I swear it got closer to us, and then the light shut off.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Nonpayment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling for what he refers to as shocking action against the U.S. North Korea had given the United States a year-end deadline to make progress in nuclear talks between the two countries. Now Kim has reportedly declared himself no longer bound by a pledge to the U.S. to halt missile tests, and he is promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. Former MDA Commissioner David Stearns being remembered after passing away at the age of 77 yesterday. He was the longest-serving commissioner of NBA history after holding the role for 3 decades. Michael Jordan saying that Stern, quote, guided the league through turbulent times and turned it into an international phenomenon. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio angry at a Manhattan Domino's location for jacking up the price of a pizza on New Year's Eve. A pizza that would normally sell for $15 was selling for $30. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
The Interior Department plans to approve the biggest solar farm in the U.S. ever. The $1 billion project outside Las Vegas will cover more than 7,000 acres and will generate 680 megawatts of electricity. It's called the Gemini Project. It sits on federal land, which is why the Interior Department is required to sign off on it. In Australia, New South Wales declaring a state of emergency as over 100 wildfires continue to rage. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Wildfires raging in eastern Australia have killed at least 7 people and destroyed more than 200 properties. Firefighters in New South Wales have been battling blazes for months during a prolonged fire season, and as of early Wednesday, more than 2,500 firefighters were trying to contain 112 fires that burned throughout the state. New South Wales police said 3 bodies were found Wednesday morning, increasing the death toll to 7 in the past 3 days. A volunteer firefighter died when the truck he was riding in flipped over due to winds caused by the fires. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And an asteroid the size of a bus is about to zoom past the Earth. NASA says the asteroid, known as 2019 AE3, will get within a relatively close 1 million miles of Earth and will zip by at 18,000 miles an hour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.